And now, James Gravel.
One extremely important identifying feature of the church described in the Bible is that it only has one creed, the Bible itself. When it comes to man-made doctrines, it is not unusual to find them deferring to a man-made manual that serves as their creed book or spiritual guide. The Mormons have the Book of Mormon, the Baptists have the Baptist Manual, the Methodists have the Methodist Discipline, and so on. Those who are members of the Church of Christ, however, do not rely on man-made volumes as creed books or spiritual guides. Rather, the Bible by itself serves both of those purposes. Think about this. If a man-made creed contains less than the Bible, it contains too little. If it contains more than the Bible, it contains too much. If it contains the same as the Bible, then why does it exist? Christians have no need for catechisms or books of discipline or any other such creeds. When Paul wrote to the evangelist Timothy, he spoke of the Holy Scriptures which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus, 2 Timothy 3:15. It is the Bible, the Holy Scriptures, and the Bible alone which is the seed that reproduces the church and that must serve as our guidebook for everything we do. As Peter said, God's divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, 1 Peter 1:3. Notice that it is not just matters of life that the Scriptures address, but matters of godliness. Perhaps this is why Paul told Timothy, "Present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth," 2 Timothy 2:15. One chapter later, Paul informed Timothy, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work," 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. If the Bible alone is able to make God's people complete, why would they need anything else? Does the church of which you are a member rely on any books besides the Bible? If so, why?